Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, he's your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. The Fire Science Program at Frontier Community College here in Fairfield recently acquired two thermal imaging cameras. Thanks to an Innovation in Technology teaching grant, the grant was awarded by the Illinois Eastern Community College's district office. The FLIR K2 thermal imaging infrared cameras were purchased from FLIR Systems, a world leader in thermal imaging infrared cameras. The K2 models are designed to be lightweight, water-resistant, and fully operational up to 500 degrees Fahrenheit. The addition of the thermal imaging cameras will enhance the educational experience across multiple fire science classes, including fire ground operations, firefighting fundamentals, and hazardous materials operations. The cameras will also be available for use in dual credit classes offered to local high school students. Current curriculum for fire science is mandated by the State Fire Marshal's Office and teaches the latest tried and true search, rescue, and safety techniques. The integration of the thermal imaging cameras will allow students to learn about the importance of technology in firefighting. It'll also be a valuable tool during active training exercises to create real-life situations and scenarios. Now, to learn more about the fire science program at Frontier Community College, call the college at 842-3711. More news after this.
We know what it took to build your business, and we know what it takes to protect it. Our knowledgeable and friendly insurance professionals can customize a West Bend policy to meet your specific needs. A personalized business policy from West Bend is backed by exceptional service and provides you with peace of mind today, so you can focus on your future. To find out more about a business insurance policy from West Bend, contact me, Henry Simmers, at CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
You have years of memories in your home, the most valuable things you'll ever own. Let us help you protect what matters most. West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent while protecting your home, your car, truck, boat, motorcycle, snowmobile, and more. All with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
At F&B, we're always keeping your best interest in mind, and now we're offering Ever Alert, a notification system that keeps you updated on recent debit card transactions. Sign up for notifications at any F&B location to receive a text or email within minutes of your debit card transactions. And the service is free to all F&B debit card holders. Have questions or want to sign up? Give us a call at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC. Wireless carrier text message rates or charges may apply.
Convicted serial killer Bruce D. Mendenhall of Albion is due back in a Wilson County, Tennessee courtroom on the 5th of June to be sentenced on a conviction of abuse of a corpse. The sentencing hearing had been slated for late April but was rescheduled because Mendenhall's pre-sentence report had not been completed. Mendenhall was found guilty in March of this year of first-degree murder and abuse of a corpse in connection with the 2007 slaying of 48-year-old Samantha D. Winters of Lebanon, Tennessee. Winters' naked body was found June 6, 2007, stuffed in a trash can at the Pilot Travel Center on Highway 231 in Lebanon. The June 5th sentencing hearing will be for the abuse of a corpse charge. Wilson County Criminal Court Judge John D. Wooten previously sentenced the 66-year-old former Albion over-the-road trucker to life in prison on the first-degree murder charge. Mendenhall was already serving a life sentence at the River Bend Maximum Security Prison in Nashville for the June 26, 2007 slaying of Sarah Nicole Hulbert, 25, in Nashville. She was found dead of a gunshot wound at a truck stop north of Nashville. During questioning in that case, Mendenhall gave police statements that implicated himself in that killing as well as in Winter's death, and as the investigation unfolded, he then implicated himself in one killing in Alabama, one in Georgia, and two in Indiana. The Grayville City Police Department will be issuing a physical and written exam for the position of patrolman on the 2nd of June at the Grayville City Hall. Registration will begin at 8:30 in the morning with power testing to begin at 9 a.m. and the written examination to be held at 1 p.m. The purpose of testing is to update the eligibility list of possible candidates for an immediate new police officer position to be filled. Anyone wishing to participate in testing must complete and return an application no later than Friday, June 1st. Applications can be picked up at the Grayville City Police Department or City Hall between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. 35-year-old Paul Horn of Carmi was arrested Tuesday on a Wabash County warrant, charging him with violating the terms of his probation. During Horn's arrest, police say they recovered a small amount of suspected marijuana and some drug paraphernalia, which resulted in some additional charges. The bond in the warrant case, $500 cash. 57-year-old Vicki L. Sanders of Olney was sentenced Wednesday to 10 years in federal prison for methamphetamine-related offenses. Count 1 charged that from on or about 2015 till April of 17 in Richland County, Sanders and co-defendant Kylie D. Black, 34, of Olney, conspired with others to manufacture 50 grams or more of methamphetamine. Count 2 charged that on April 21st of 17 in Richland County, Sanders knowingly and intentionally tried to manufacture a mixture or substance containing meth, and counts 3 through 6 charged that Sanders and Black knowingly and intentionally possessed pseudoephedrine, knowing that it would be used to manufacture methamphetamines. Now, co-defendant Kylie Black was previously sentenced to 14 years in federal prison. And as part of her sentence, Sanders was ordered to serve 8 years of supervised release or parole once she gets out of jail. More news after this.
Eubinger's Furniture Company and Tempur-Pedic are teaming up for a vacation getaway. For a limited time at Eubinger's, make a qualifying Tempur-Pedic purchase and receive either a two-night or a three-night hotel stay at a selected destination of your choosing. See store for details. It's an amazing deal. You get a great night's sleep on the highest rated and customer satisfaction mattress set and a free vacation stay. Only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Wabash Communications would like to applaud this year's graduates. During all those years in school, you've gone from learning your ABCs to taking the ACTs. Wabash congratulates you on how far you've come and wishes you luck on the journey ahead. Whether your plans include continuing your education, entering the job market, or military service, you'll need to stay connected to technology to help reach your goals. Count on us for excellent values on internet service, TV service, home monitoring systems, and more. For more information, call us at 665-3311.
Well, Sisney Middle School held its awards night Tuesday evening. Here are some of the award winners. Perfect Attendance Awards in the fifth grade went to Allie Brack, Hannah Fickus, and Misty Hurl. In the sixth grade, Spencer Brock, Alex Clements, and Brody Dunn. Seventh grade, Trevor Brack, Jacob Church, and Tisha Hurl. Eighth grade, Noah Atwood, Kevin Hyder, Hannah Ray. Eighth grade awards, Science, Riley Beckel. Language Arts, Riley Beckel and Lacey Allison. Math, Kevin Hyder. History, Riley Becker and Connor Dagg. Physical Education, Lacey Allison and Joseph Burkett. Academic Awards for maintaining an average of 4.7 to 5.0 for all four quarters of the school year include first year, Joshua Biggs, Allie Brack, Hannah Fickus, Gavin Harrell, Aiden Patridge, Hadley Walker, Luke Atwood, Kimmy Churchill, Emma Hedrick, Bailey Hilliard, and Kevin Hyder. Second year award, Andon Atwood, Aubrey Churchill, Zori Ewing, Danielle Hilliard, Corey Kessel, Lacey Allison, and Emily Milner. Third year award, Peyton Allen, Abigail Biggs, Isabella Klein, Tisha Hurl, Avery Smith, and Lexi Weber. And fourth year award, Riley Beckel, Connor Dagg, Dawson Harrison, Jesse Milner. Spelling Bee award, first place, Riley Beckel, and second place, Tisha Hurl. Modern Woodman Speech Contest, first place, both school and county, Abigail Biggs. And the Scholar Bowl awards, participation award, Corey Kessel, Zori Ewing, Andon Atwood, Tisha Hurl, Peyton Allen, Avery Smith, and Jesse Milner. Lettered, Riley Beckel, Isabella Klein, Connor Dagg, Noah Atwood, and Kevin Hyder. And the most valuable person or player, Kevin Hyder. According to the latest Illinois crop report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the warmer Illinois weather allowed for significant gains in planting progress. There were 4.8 days suitable for field work during the week ending May 6th. Statewide, the average temperature, 66.3 degrees. That's 8.7 degrees above normal. Corn planted stands at 74% compared to 65% a year ago, and the five-year average of 56%. Corn emerged only 14%. Soybeans planted was at 29% compared to 14% last year, and the five-year average of 12%. Soybean emerged just barely 1%. Sorghum planted reached 4%, the same as last year. Winter wheat headed reached 14% compared to 76% last year and the five-year average of 32%. Winter wheat condition was rated at 4% very poor, 8% poor, 35% fair, 45% good, and 8% excellent. The 2018 Edwards County Tractor Drive will be leaving the Albion Square at 1:30 p.m. on July 21st. Now, the route is about 35 miles long and covers the northeastern part of the Edwards County area. The cost is $25 per tractor and does include a gift and dinner at the conclusion of the drive. All tractors can be driven, regardless of age. They must be able to travel at least 10 miles an hour. Pre-registration is encouraged. However, you can register the day of the event. The tractor drive begins at the conclusion of the 5th Annual Edwards County Fair Car, Truck, and Tractor Show. This is also held on the Albion Square. Registration will start at 8 o'clock that morning with awards at 1. Now, if you'd like to sign up, now's the time to do it. Call them at 445-2113. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries this time raised their offering $1.75 a barrel. Today, they're paying $64 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 82-year-old Sisti resident Jack M. Enlow died at Gateway Deaconess Hospital in Newburgh, Indiana on Tuesday. A 1953 graduate of Sisti High School, he worked most of his life as a tool and die maker and retired from Champion Laboratories in Albion in July of 2000. He was a lifelong member of the Elm River Cumberland Presbyterian Church, had also served as an elder since 1965. He was currently serving as a session clerk. He was a member of the Mount Airy Raritan Club for several years and was currently serving as their treasurer. He was a past board member of the Wabash Telephone Cooperative, retired from that board in 2015 after 18 years. Survivors include his wife Betty, his daughter and son-in-law Vicky, and Curtis Inslee of Mount Airy, two grandsons, Clint and Julie Duke of Maitland, Florida, and Lance and Lindsay Parker of Sisney, four great-granddaughters, Kate Parker, Savannah and Annabeth Inslee of Sisney, sisters-in-law Gladys Lambrick of Glen Carbon, Illinois, Joyce Madding of Mount Airy, Mary Lou Simpson of Fairfield, Marjorie Hedrick of Mount Airy, and Peggy Watson of Edwardsville, several nieces, nephews, and cousins also. Services for Jack Enlow will be held at the Elm River Cumberland Presbyterian Church west of Mount Airy on May the 11th, 10 a.m. Visitation will be held at the church Thursday evening, this evening, from 5 until 8 p.m., and then 9 a.m. Friday till the time of service at the church. Interment will be in Brown Cemetery in lieu of flowers. Memorials may be made to Elm River Cumberland Presbyterian Church. The Hostleton Funeral Home of Sisney is in charge of the arrangements. 71-year-old former Fairfield resident Jack A. Baker of Sullivan, Missouri, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital in St. Louis. He was a public water treatment specialist and veteran of the U.S. Navy. Survivors include a daughter, Mindy, and husband Jake Cates of Sullivan, Missouri, sons Jared and wife Cheryl Jones Baker and Corbin, and wife Kelsey Baker, both of Sullivan, three grandchildren, Hannah Baker, Cordell Baker, and Ethan Cates, two step-grandchildren, Jake Cates Jr. and Josh Cates, two sisters, Rosemarie Barton of Fairfield and Betty Sampson of Catlin, Illinois, a brother, Frank Baker of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Jack A. Baker will be 7 o'clock next Monday evening, May 14th, at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be 5 p.m. Monday till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. For Jack's wishes, his body will be cremated after the service, and a graveside memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 19th, at Maple Hill Cemetery, with full military honors conducted by the Anthony Wayne American Legion Post 176 and the VFW Post 4535. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 44-year-old Olney resident Amy Coker died Tuesday. Services for Amy Coker are pending at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Olney. 82-year-old Carmi resident Dr. Philip Dean Boren died at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmi on Monday. Dr. Boren graduated from high school in Murfreesboro, then attended Southern Illinois University, and after only 3 years at SIU, he entered the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Chicago. Dr. Boren served his internship at Resurrection Hospital in Park Ridge, Illinois, then completed his residency program in family medicine at Berwyn Memorial Hospital in Berwyn, Illinois. In 1963, Dr. Boren moved to Carmi, where he practiced medicine as a family physician for 54 years. In 1966, Dr. Boren was drafted into the U.S. Navy. During the Vietnam War, he served 18 months as the trainer director of all Navy doctors stationed at Treasure Island, California, a suburb of San Francisco. In addition to practicing medicine, Dr. Boren was involved with the Illinois State Medical Society in Chicago. During that time, he served for many years as the chairman of the board, also served as the first medical director of the Illinois State Medical Insurance Exchange. Survivors include his wife, Sharon Lee Boren, two daughters, with wife, Elaine Whiteside Boren, Lisa, and husband, David DeMaster of Kingwood, Texas, and Linda, and husband, David Given of Carmel, Indiana, three grandchildren, Chase DeMaster, Adam Given, and Rachel Given, a brother, Billy Joe McCarty, and two aunts, Gladys Oman and Virginia Leach. A memorial service for Dr. Philip Boren will be held at the White County Memorial Garden at a later date. in lieu of flowers. The family has requested memorials be made to disabled American veterans in Marion, Illinois, and those will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, which is in charge of all the arrangements. The 86-year-old Fairfield resident, Alberto L. Santos, died last Friday at Sisney Rehab and Healthcare Center. He'd worked as a screw machine operator in Chicago. Survivors include his wife, Shirley Santos of Fairfield, a stepson, Doug Jordan of Fairfield, four stepdaughters, Sherry Alville of Fairfield, Kathy Kimberl of Jeff, Deborah Jordan of Chicago, and Linda Lucy of Chicago. Three brothers and a sister, all of Puerto Rico, 13 step-grandchildren and 12 step-great-grandchildren. The bodies to be cremated with no formal services held. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of all the arrangements. 80-year-old Fairfield resident Del Lorraine Howe died at 2:07 p.m. Monday at Aperian Care in Fairfield. She had worked as a correctional officer for the Illinois Department of Corrections in Dwight, Illinois for many years, and after coming to Fairfield, she worked for community care for a few years. As per Del's request, her body has been cremated, and a burial will take place at a later date. The Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for 60-year-old Xenia resident Frank V. Urbanski have been set for 12 noon Saturday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, with burial in Powers Cemetery at Xenia with military honors. Visitation will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning till the time of service at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorials may be made to assist with family expenses. Funeral services for 84-year-old Wayne City resident Leo Judson Green will be 10 o'clock Friday morning at the Wayne City Baptist Church with burial in Thomason Cemetery with full military honors at the gravesite. Visitation for Leo Green will be 4 to 7 tonight at the church. Memorials may be made to the Wayne City Baptist Church or the Thomason Cemetery, and those will be accepted at the church or the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home of Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells. We're growing
with you. Horizon Healthcare cares deeply about your health and wishes to be available to care for you when you need us most. That is why we guarantee a scheduled appointment within 24 operating hours with one of our seven trustworthy medical providers. Your guaranteed appointment at Horizon Healthcare will be made with the most available provider at the time of your request. This is open to all new and existing patients of Horizon Healthcare. At Horizon Healthcare, we strive to provide accessible healthcare to our community and are here to serve you during your time of need. Simply give Horizon Healthcare a call at 842-4617 to schedule your appointment today. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime. Growing with you.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. High school baseball at the Midland Trail Conference Tournament. Sisney over Waltonville Sesevalier, 12-2 in five innings. High school softball, Edwards County beats Fairfield, 7-5. With the win, the Lions clinch the Black Diamond Conference East title. College baseball, Frontier outfielder Kenny Otero, a sophomore from West Palm Beach, Florida, assigned a national letter of intent to continue his baseball career at Abilene Christian University in Abilene, Texas. Otero is the first Bobcat ever to sign with an NCAA Division I program. High school girls track from yesterday. Fairfield was at the DuQuoin Class 1A sectional Wednesday. Jacqueline Sims placed second in the high jump. 1,600-meter relay team also placed second. Both advanced to the state meet in Charleston. Major League Baseball, Cubs over the Marlins 13-4. Pirates beat the White Sox 6-5. On the schedule today in high school baseball, the Midland Trail Conference Tournament Championship game is scheduled. Sisney will play Odin. Edwards County is at Mount Carmel for varsity and JV action this afternoon. High school softball, the Midland Trail Conference Tournament wraps up in Clay City. Edwards County is hosting Mount Carmel in high school softball this afternoon. High school boys track, Fairfield is at the BDC meet at Hamilton County. High school tennis, Fairfield hosts Flora at 4 p.m. And in Major League Baseball, Cardinals are in San Diego. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 8:15 this evening. White Sox are off today. The Cubs off today as well. That's a Thursday check of sports. Have a great day. Forecast calling for mostly sunny skies today with a high 88, 40% chance for rain tonight, low 65, mostly sunny, 90 tomorrow. The outlook for Saturday, partly sunny, high 90, partly sunny on Mother's Day with a high 92, and for Monday, partly cloudy with a high 88.